Test 76, Section 2, Question 23. And here, we're looking for a principle that would strengthen the argument. So we're going to look for an if-then that would link up the evidence and the conclusion really well. So it says, well-intentioned people sometimes attempt to resolve the marital problems of their friends. So people are like, hey, let me help you out with your marital problems. But these attempts are usually ineffectual and therefore foster resentment among all parties. So usually it doesn't work and then everybody's mad at each other. Thus, even well-intentioned attempts to resolve marital problems of friends are usually unjustified. So the conclusion is they're not justified, and the evidence is they usually are ineffectual and foster resentment. So we need something that's going to say if something doesn't work and fosters resentment, then it's not justified. One should get involved in other people's problems only with the intention of producing the best overall consequences. The problem here is that's about the intention, and it's not the intentions that are at issue here, it's the outcome. So we need something that's going to say, if something usually doesn't work, then it's not justified. Interpersonal relations should be conducted in accordance with doing whatever is right, regardless of the consequences. That, if anything, goes directly against what we're trying to say, because this is an argument from what the consequences of it are. Good intentions are the only legitimate grounds on which to attempt to resolve marital problems of friends. No, we don't care about the good intentions. This is about what are the outcomes. The intentions of an action are irrelevant to whether or not that action is justified. Well, this one I said, it does kind of strengthen, because it's saying, look, whether it's justified has nothing to do with intentions. That would help a little, but E would have to be bad in order for it to be correct. No actions based on good intentions are justified unless they also result in success. Well, that would make the argument perfect, because that's going to say if it doesn't succeed, it's not justified. And that would make this perfect, because our evidence was they don't succeed. Conclusion is, therefore, they're not justified. So thank goodness, because I didn't really love D, it would help a little, but E helps a lot. And while E is strong, remember this is a strengthened question. And so we want the stronger, hotter words. So E would be our correct answer for 23.